Are you ready to find, hone, and use your own voice in creative ways to share your story? Welcome to A Mad Vox, a podcast that gives you tools to do just that. I'm your host, Madeline Wright. You ready to make your inner kid proud? Let's begin.
Hello, and welcome to A Mad Vox Podcast, NaNoWriMo edition. This is November 2nd and the second day of NaNoWriMo. How was day one for you? Were you able to dive right into your story, whether you're a pantser, a plotter, or a planter? Well, today's episode is all about how to set yourself up for success. A lot of the times, writers doing NaNoWriMo for the first time get really frustrated right at the beginning and they give up before they really get started. Today, I'm going to give you 3 tips to help you succeed and overcome that barrier. The first tip is to decide that you want to succeed. It's a daily commitment and it's going to take a lot of your time and effort. Writing 1,667 words a day will get you to 50,000 words. Writing more than that will get you there even faster. So today's second tip is to set aside enough time to write. It goes without saying that you can't succeed if you don't give yourself sufficient time to do so. You may have to give up something that you're doing in your day-to-day that's not moving you toward your writing goal. That habit may be eating up some valuable time that you could use to get your word count up to the daily limit. You may need to set aside some other non-essential tasks, at least temporarily, so that you can focus on your writing. The third tip is to write at the best time of day for you. It can be self-defeating when you set your goal to wake up to write at 4:30 in the morning each morning when you know you're not a morning person. Also, vice versa, don't try to do everything that you can do in a day and then leave yourself a few minutes at the end of the day where you have to try to speed write to get your word count when you're already exhausted. You want to find a happy medium there. You may need to experiment a little bit to find that happy medium, but once you find it, do your best to stick with it for the best results. What time of day works best for you? Let me know. And hashtag it a mad box with the time of day that you like to write. Are you a morning, an afternoon, or an evening writer? It'll be interesting to see the variety of all of our NaNoWriMo podcast listeners. That's all for today. In my next episode, I will give you some tools that'll help you maintain your streak of reaching the daily word count and even exceed it. See you tomorrow.
You just heard A Mad Vox. I am one voice, but I know that you're out there too, waiting to use yours. Let's connect at podcast.amadvox.com. Follow A Mad Vox on Twitter and Instagram. And until next time, make something possible.